I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. U.S. stock markets closed today in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but European shares mostly fell and U.S. stock futures skidded after President Trump threatened an extra 10% tariff on imports from 8 European countries, opposing his push for a U.S. takeover of Greenland. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Wednesday over the attempted firing of Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, and the AP's learned Chair Jerome Powell will be in attendance, an unusual show of support by the central bank chair. And the World Economic Forum gets underway in Davos, Switzerland this week. Jimmy Keaton's there for us.
President Trump is coming with the largest ever American delegation. He's set to make a speech on Wednesday, and people will be listening to whether he's talking with them or to them. Also on the table, the advent of AI, whether it has promise or peril for workers and businesses, as well as issues like climate change and rising inequality.
The AP's Jamie Keaton in Davos, and I'm Ben Thomas.